The MP for Garutin Pani and a member of the NDC Northern Caucus in Parliament, Dominic Azuma, says if the AMA had notified members of the caucus of the old Fadama demolition, they would have been adequately informed the northern indigents who reside in the affected slum. Mr. Azuma said a visit by the caucus to Sodom and Gomorrah show how vulnerable northerners have been left following the exercise. He said though some of those affected by the demolition agreed to the exercise, they believe AME went beyond the earlier areas demarcated for the exercise, hence affecting unnotified people. Mr. Azuma spoke to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News.
As you are aware, we have oversight responsibility of the Ministry of Local Government and all these agencies. And so we have arranged a meeting with the Chief Executive of AMA, Honorable Okwuzambepoe, for him to update us the situation after June 3rd, 3 weeks exactly today, when this unfortunate incident happened. What steps have they taken to address the critical concern, and what role can Parliament as an institution play to support them? So our visit took us straight to AMA's offices, headquarters, were properly briefed by the Chief Executive. He outlined steps taken after the floods, before the floods, during the floods, and after the floods.
So can you tell us some of the steps then?
He has told us that even before the floods, there were engagements. AMA had taken a tour of the city center and all the adjoining community to determine all waterways before the floods, and they identified a number of critical areas. And immediately from there, AMA engaged with those institutions and bodies and individuals so that they should prepare themselves sufficiently for them to be able to move out of those areas.
That was the MP for Garutin Pani and a member of the Northern Caucus in Parliament, Dominic Azuma. Also on the trip to Sodom and Gomorrah was the MP for Tolong and a member of the NPP Northern Caucus in Parliament, Wumbe Wahab Suhini. He spoke on what they gathered from the affected slum.
Government should actually try to put in place measures to house those who are displaced currently. And we should keep to east west to assist those who want to actually go home, because some people are actually displaced. Some people will not want to stay in Accra again, so they should be assisted to get back home. This is the farming season. I know it's a very huge responsibility, and I think government should take a charge of it so that it can assist those who want to go home, at least to go and take up some small farming, at least to prepare them for the future.
How about those who want to stay? Any compensation for them? You talk about assistance to some of those who want to go back home.
Those who want to stay, that the government should see to relocate them. They should settle them, and there should be a program to compensate those who have actually lost property and money in this demolition. Currently, even food to eat is a problem. Local government ministry had some presentation to make, but the anxiety of the people was so much that we couldn't even make the presentation.